This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd was in the state of Colorado recently, a state that has legalized the recreational use of marijuana. She decided, when in Rome, as they say, and ate a couple of bites of a marijuana-infused chocolate bar as she sat in her hotel room, and then wrote about the experience, which was not good. She writes that she lay curled up in a hallucinatory state for the next 8 hours. As my paranoia deepened, she wrote, I became convinced that I had died and no one was telling me. What she should have been paranoid about was the internet's reaction.
Comedy Central tweeted, Maureen Dowd curled up in a hallucinatory state after eating pot candy. Funny, that's what most people do after reading Maureen Dowd. From Circa's Anthony DeRosa, honestly, I assumed Dowd was always curled up in a hallucinatory state while writing her columns. The general sentiment seemed to be, I really want to get high with Maureen Dowd, said no one ever.
The reefer madness angle aside, Dowd was trying to make a point about the challenges involved in regulating things like marijuana-infused edibles and the potential dangers. She had eaten way more than what's recommended, but there was no recommendation on her marijuana candy bar. Did Maureen Dowd overshare to get her point across, or is the snarkiness of social media blocking a needed discussion on the issue? Here to talk about all that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, so why do you think Dowd's marijuana experience proved so snicker-worthy?
Well, she kind of painted a big old target on her back. Maureen Dowd is a well-established columnist, and she's been part of the political scene in the United States for decades. She's in her 60s. And she goes out to Colorado, and she has this experience. She actually was out in Colorado in January when this happened, but she published this column this week. And I have a hard time believing that anyone at the New York Times couldn't have predicted how the public would react to this column. So either they let her do it and they set her up, or they were perfectly comfortable letting her become a laughingstock in the Twitterverse and on the comedy shows.
Is it journalistically sound what Dowd did, downing marijuana candy and then writing about it?
Sure. I mean, Maureen Dowd is a columnist, and columnists have always combined the job of reporter with the job of pontificator. And, you know, so she used this personal experience that she had to riff off of a story that the New York Times ran over the weekend that was documenting the fact that other people have had a similar experience. So that's legit. The problem is she's Maureen Dowd. And so if it had been anybody else, it would have just gone into the marketplace of ideas with all the other conversations that we're having about legal pot. But it's Maureen Dowd, and so she immediately became the target of everybody's joke.
What would you have Maureen Dowd do in a situation like this? She had the experience. There is the story out there to be talked about.
I think she could have been a little more transparent about the circumstances surrounding this and why she didn't use more of her reporting skills before she ate the pot chocolate bar rather than after.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. The cynic among us might say that covering the legalization of marijuana was just an excuse for Dowd to indulge in her own fantasy of getting high.
Well, she is not the first journalist to use that as an excuse, nor will she be the last.